Hi, welcome to Genuine Chit Chat. My name is George Mann, and I'm the writer of New Green Hobbs, Witchwood, and Star Wars The High Republic.
When you talk about the idea, the story arc of good versus evil, like that's just the human aspect. And as they even dive into the complicated things in life of like, and we get into this in the prequels and sequels, it's like there's some gray area on things. So how do we deal with that?
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of Genuine Chits Chat. This week is actually a collaboration with fellow Star Wars lover Ike's Flame, and part one and part two of this conversation have already aired and are on the podcast feed of Ike's Flame, so make sure you go check that out before you continue listening onto this, because otherwise the conversation kind of starts somewhat in the middle, kind of, but please check out part one and two because it's really interesting and it gives a bit of context into where the conversation sort of goes. And obviously I want you to support Ike as well because he's a lovely chap and he actually reached out to me to have this kind of conversation, so even more credit to him. If you want to watch the video part of this conversation, go over to youtube.com/genuinechitschat and make sure you check out when I appeared on Ike's Flame back in September 2022 and when Ike appeared on this podcast on episode 174 of Genuine Chitschat. Lots of links and that kind of stuff in the description, and I'll be back at the end to give you more information on what's to come. But friends, here is part three of my collaboration with Ike's Flame about Star Wars and spirituality. Welcome to Genuine Chits Chat, where we have honest conversations with interesting people. And I'm your host, Mike Burton. And for me with the Jedi, I think people like Ezra and Kanan primarily, they're kind of, for me, they're the Force reformists that I really appreciate. They're the characters I connect to. Kanan's my favourite Star Wars character. You know, Obi-Wan's pretty close, but Kanan is for me the GOAT. I absolutely adore him. And I'm just like, he, and Ahsoka does this as well to a degree, and so does Ezra, encapsulating almost the Jesus side of Christianity as opposed to the Old Testament God side. You know, Mace Windu for me represents the Old Testament. He's very dogmatic. He's right about the majority of things. And he is a badass. Like, don't get me wrong. Mace Windu is one of the coolest characters in all of Star Wars. However, he is also one of the contributing reasons why Anakin fell to the dark side. He, especially in the Clone Wars, you see a lot of this hypocrisy. So for me, Mace Windu represents the Old Testament, and Kanan, and to a degree, kind of Obi-Wan. He's kind of in the middle. But Kanan, Ezra, and Ahsoka, they represent the New Testament, which are focusing not on these rules that were put into place hundreds, if not thousands of years ago. They're more like, no. All these rules only work if you follow the golden rule, which is be good, be moral, do not kill people unless you absolutely have to, unless there's no other choice. And I've only just now in this conversation with you, you know, really made that connection of kind of the Old and New Testament. And I really like it. I like that. I like the idea of religion. I like what it's trying at its core to be. I do genuinely believe, even historically, the religion has been used in a lot of ways to oppress people and control people. I genuinely believe it came from a good place. The majority of religious people are just trying to be good people. It's just certain rules and elements of certain doctrine get in the way of that. But I think that if you can supersede that, like the ways that the sort of Bokken Jedi do in a lot of ways, like Luke does in a lot of ways, it shows the best of what the Jedi could be. And I think that's the same with individuals like yourself, Christians, which are really openly acknowledging some of the problems that occurred and trying to move forward with the right teachings of it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a, because for me too, and I mean, I think even like, I and I'll be interested, like I said, about like the new Jedi Order movie and all some of those things. And I mean, even when we get into the Mandoverse movie, how all that plays out, and if we see Luke, any of those, that sorts of thing, and even, I mean, we got the rest of Ahsoka and some other stuff, so, but just to see how that plays out, and I think for me, it's also like you said, like, we have the golden rule, like, for me, it's love God and then love your neighbor, like, how do I do that well, and, like, for me, my most important thing is, like, When I meet somebody who's not a Christian, it's not, hey, like, what sin have you committed? It's, hey, how can I love you as somebody who's, in my perspective, created in God's image? And so, yes, I believe like there is sin and we need to deal with that and all that sort of thing. And there's reasons behind that, but like, let's get to that after the fact that I have a relationship with you and I know you and I care about you and you know that. And so like, yeah, I abide by what's in the Bible, but also with the idea that like Jesus loved first and I'm going to do the same thing. And so I think for me, it's kind of that type of aspect of like, let's not be so dogmatic. And I hadn't thought about this idea of like the Old Testament being Galactic Republic and New Testament being after that. Like, I love that kind of thought process. And especially if you're a Christian or if you're somebody who's just even familiar with the Bible, biblical text, Jewish or even Islamic and some of those Abrahamic faiths. And so like, I just find all that very interesting to see kind of how that plays out. And so it's an interesting, I think, balance that even Star Wars strikes in how they portray things, how they sometimes it's like, I wonder, like, do they know how much they're portraying certain things? And I think like I was in my conversation with Andy, and I think it was even in the episode that's already out at the time we're recording this. But I mentioned in there, like, as we were talking about different things and how we connect with Star Wars spiritually and how, like, the reason why Star Wars connects with us spiritually is like, regardless of your faith background or that sort of thing, like, there's something that pulls at our heartstrings. When you talk about the idea, the story arc of good versus evil, like, that's just the human aspect. And as they even dive into the complicated things in life of like, and we get into this in the prequels and sequels, it's like, there's some gray area on things. So how do we deal with that? And it pulls at your heartstrings. And I think any good like storytelling or anything of that nature, I mean, we talked, I think before we hit record, like, we even mentioned like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter and all these other things. And like, I know right now, like, you mentioned you were watching the Dune movies, like, and like the thing that I think blows my mind about the Dune movies a little bit is like, those were written as far as I know, back in like the 60s, the
way actual books. Star Wars. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, it's interesting. Like I didn't know much about them until the movies started coming out. I've read a couple of the books now, but like, it's interesting that like that has had a longevity in a different way. But resurgence, and it's still kind of hitting those heartstrings that we see of how we function as humans and what we desire as humans and how all that plays out. And kind of this hope that there's something bigger than just us out there. Whatever you call that. And so I think that is, just an important thing to notice, and just that like George Lucas knew what he was doing, I think, when he said, hey, I'm going to put this in there and kind of make sure you pull out these heartstrings and kind of that school of storytelling in that sense.
Mm. No, I agree. And I think the concept of good and evil is something that's always intrigued me. And I will say, like, you know, whether or not one believes that, you know, you believe that a God created each individual, which is perfectly reasonable. Mine is kind of the universe just kind of made stuff. Realistically, yeah. There's not much difference, you know, between both of us just believe we came from something and we should do good in the world. And I love the concept, like, good and evil is something that's, as I've gotten older, you know, when you're young, good and evil is quite easy because you never come into real conflict. You get a few maybe bullies in school or something, but you have no real concept of global politics, of, you know, the deep issues with, say, certain religious confrontations that are going on right now in the Middle East, obviously with, you know, Israel and Palestine, which is not something I know enough about to even touch upon my opinions on. It's like, that's a very complicated matter, but there's obviously a conflict going on there. And when you're young, you just think, oh, good and evil. Evil is Darth Vader, a guy with a glowing red lightsaber slaughtering people, you know, and the good guy is Luke Skywalker, this nice farm boy who's got a nice blue lightsaber and wants to do good, you know. It's really easy to understand that. But I think one of the biggest reasons that humans really connect with good and evil, I think it's twofold. I think one of it is because, biologically speaking, the human brain has the capacity for... there's a part of it, which I can't remember what it is, but it's like there's a part of your brain which specifically is there to assist with, like, religion in a way of it's about, like, worshipping. Some people, if they're not religious, if they're secular or atheist, they kind of have other things that may take that place. There was a study which was like people who were like obsessed with Apple products, we would like wait out the front of like Apple stores for like days before the iPhone would release. The parts of their brain that would light up under an MRI when shown images of the Apple logo were similar or the same to when you show Christians images of Jesus or the crucifix. So biologically speaking, humans have some sort of need for something, be it something they perceive as bigger than themselves or more like my idea, which is we are small in a big thing, but we're all connected. However one wants to look at religion or otherwise, there is a biological part of us which at least is compatible with that, but a lot argue specifically desires that. And when you mix that with the idea of good and evil, which is really just, if you look at like Freud, and he's got the ego, the superego, and the id, these kind of different urges, and as you grow up, you kind of learn what does what, that idea, or the concept of good and evil in a religious sense, or any of it, all of it is basically just, you have urges, and you need to balance them with what's what you believe is right. You know, when I go into a shop, I want to just take I want to go into a bookstore and take every Star Wars book. I want to go into like a video game shop, take all the new game consoles, all the new video games. You know, there's a part of me that wants to do that, but I know that's morally not the right thing to do. Even if I could get away with it, it's not the right thing to do. You know, when someone's being horrible to someone, you sometimes, or they're being horrible to you, you're like, I just want to push you down a flight of stairs, but that's not the right thing to do. And a human experience, whether or not through a religious lens or a secular lens, is just that kind of your own struggle with the urge to take candy from a baby because you fancy something sweet and, you know, doing something good. And it's a struggle that I think all humans connect with in different ways. And religion or Star Wars or whatever are ways in which people can feel like they're heard a little bit. You know, sometimes being a human, you can feel, even with a support network, you can feel quite alone and isolated, especially when you have difficult decisions in your life to make. And I think that certainly religion and some of the religious doctrine, like the teachings in the Bible, especially the New Testament stuff, some of that can really help people feel like they're seen, feel like that the moral struggles they go through on a day-to-day basis is something that's not only understood by a creator, but also is something that was kind of almost, it's put there in a way, not just to test you, but the balance there takes you on a journey. If you are just purely good and you have no urge to ever do anything horrible, then your life won't be that interesting. And then when you do a good thing, you won't feel that satisfaction. You know, when you, it's quite, if you're in an isolated place and you can't do any wrong, you can't feel good about not doing wrong. But when there are temptations in life and you, whatever the temptations one perceives to be, if you resist those, you can feel good. Even if it's just you're trying to lose weight and you don't eat a chocolate bar, you know, that's a mild temptation. Yeah. It's not a sin. I mean, obviously gluttony is, you know, a sin, but like, it's not an overt sin to let yourself have a little biscuit or something. But I really like that the religious lens, even when put through an atheist or a secular kind of mindset, there's still merit to it. And it still connects with Star Wars, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And as you, one of my favorite scenes in Star Wars all time is, and maybe this is kind of that heartstring for me being pulled out, is in the throne room scene in episode 6, and we see Luke, he's at this point, he's kind of retreated back under some of the, I don't know, stairs, scaffolding, whatever that is, and you see a moment where his face is half in the dark, half in the light, and like, they were intentional when they did that. Like that, like if you look at it, that is intentional, but it's this moment when Luke is deciding, am I going to give in to the dark or am I going to choose light? And like kind of this back and forth. And like, for me, I mean, after that, he ends up throwing his lightsaber down. He's like, hey, I'm not going to fight. Like, you can kill me if you want, but I'm not going to fight. And so we have this kind of this tension, and he makes that final decision for himself. And I think like, at that point, when he makes that decision, his fate is kind of sealed to be a Jedi, to be a light side. And I think it's that, I also think back to like, I think it's in episode 5 when he's talking to Yoda, like, or maybe it's the beginning of episode 6 when he goes and visits Yoda on Dagobah, but like, he, Yoda, or Luke's like, so I'm a Jedi Knight now. And he, and Yoda's like, well, you won't be a Jedi Knight until you face Vader. And I think it's that moment that, whether Yoda knew exactly what that was going to look like, but Yoda knew that moment was going to come for Luke. And so it's such an interesting, interesting thing. And I think you can even correlate that back to episode 3 when Anakin decides to cut off Mace Windu's arm, and then they throw him out the window and all that stuff. Like, Anakin makes the choice to go the other way at that moment, when if he would have done the opposite and either killed Palpatine or helped Mace or whatever that would have looked like. And maybe we need a what if Star Wars series sometime, would be awesome. Yeah. But it's kind of like those are the two kind of conflicting things. The fun thing about it, it's a father son, and you get all the drama that goes behind that and what makes a great movie, but in a great fandom universe. But I think it's those moments we see in Star Wars that like whether it's not you want that chocolate bar or something else, like it's those choices that we make. And we can see that in even a movie and how we make those decisions.
I agree completely. And I will say that although I think Revenge of the Sith is probably my favorite, Return of the Jedi is so close. It genuinely depends on what time of the year you ask me as to which of the two I prefer.
Yeah.
Because, like, as much as I love the Mustafar battle between Obi-Wan and Anakin, you know, I know some people now kind of slate it a bit for the lightsaber spinning bit, but I think that makes sense for me. I thought when they're spinning lightsabers at each other, it's just them both looking for an opening and trying to kind of half faint with each other. I can rationalize that. The swinging on the ropes bit, not as much, but still. I love that scene. I love the Mustafar battle in its entirety. I love Revenge of the Sith, and I really, really love Return of the Jedi as well for very different reasons, but I don't... Although it may not be necessarily my favorite moment in all of Star Wars, I think the throne room scene in Return of the Jedi is the best scene in all of Star Wars. I think, as you've said, the whole interaction, when first Luke does give in to the temptation and tries to cut down the Emperor, but Vader stops him for a moment, then they have the fight, then Leia's mentioned, and then Luke goes crazy, and he does channel the dark side when he's slamming down on Vader, and he's like, hitting him and hitting him and hitting him, and his arm's cut off, and he's there, and he has that moment. And Luke looks at him, and as you said, you know, he throws his lightsaber away, and that moment is just so powerful. That's the moment he realizes, and he says it, you know, the dialogue helps as well with it, but the imagery is just like, he knows that he wants to kill Vader. He would love to just kill Vader, kill the Emperor, and then it's easy. But the easy, in air quotes, the easy way is what the dark side is. It's following the easy way out, you know? It's a lot easier, and I think... in one of the podcasts you were doing actually recently, I think it might have been mentioned, which is, you know, it's much easier to hate. It's much easier to follow the dark side than the light side. A lot of the time, it's easier to do the wrong thing than the right thing. Because the right thing, if it was always easy, everyone would be doing it all the time. And I imagine that's the kind of thing that, you know, you teach a lot of individuals when they come to the church, because the easy thing is very rarely the right thing. And the right thing can be so difficult to do.
Yeah.
But when you do that, and when you do the right thing, even though in that moment you may not get like an immediate sort of feedback from it, you have those moments when you look back in your life and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I did this, or I'm so glad I didn't do this. Yeah. And it's really such a teaching moment, I think, that whole throne scene. And it's just, it's so incredibly well done. And there's so much that you can pull out from that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think even when you go, the reason that scene is powerful, and I think for me, like whenever I watch sequels and we get the thrones, the kind of the throne room scene with Snoke and Rey and Kylo, like it brings back a little bit of that. I don't think that one was near as well done, but it still brings back some of that. And then even in Rise of Skywalker, when they go back to the Death Star on whatever that moon is, and like they enter the throne room, it's like, man, that brings back some like nostalgia type of stuff, and like it makes you think of those moments. And I think that's one thing I do like about the Rise of Skywalker, is that's where Rey has her kind of dark side moment of like seeing herself as a dark side, and like it makes sense that it would happen there. Like, if of all places, it makes sense that it would be there. And so I find that interesting, and in how all that plays out. But I think it's a it's such a interesting like way to, I don't know what the best word is, to manipulate you into liking a movie is to pull at your heartstrings and to hit these real life things that if we correlate it to a chocolate bar and trying to lose weight versus the force and the light and dark side, like, hey, everybody can relate to that, I think. And so it's how you relate it. And regardless of in the moment you're watching this and thinking, hey, whether or not I want to eat the chocolate bar or whatever it is, like you're not thinking that when you're watching the throne room scene. Next time I might, but it's that it still resonates with us within our conscious and how we process life and how we walk through life. And so it's just so interesting, the intricacies within all that.
I agree completely, you know, and we'll start to wrap up here because we, unfortunately, even though we could talk about this for many hours, you know, we do not have infinite time. You know, there's other elements I'm sure we can do a part two of this conversation, because like there's even the ideas of like the imagery between, you know, Force ghosts being essentially heaven and what Palpatine does. And in Legends, they do it as well. When Darksiders try to continue their life, you know, Palpatine has to create multiple clones and then has his Force essence kind of soul thing put into this decrepit body that's clearly in just agony. And you know, Vader, he survived the Mustafar battle, he's just in agony forever. That's his punishment in a way. And there's so many, you know, there's so many different images of like you know, the idea of hell, you know, is the fallen angel Lucifer, aka the devil, is, you know, punishing you for doing wrong. You know, it's that you didn't repent, you didn't learn from your mistakes, so you will be punished. You'll be in your own suffering. And that's Vader. Vader had the potential to become Jesus, basically, the ultimate, the ultimate force of good.
Yeah.
And instead, he, unlike Luke, he made the wrong decision. And for that, he falls into the depths of hell for the rest of his existence until his final redemption. And there's so much imagery and there's so much like religiosity you can take from Star Wars, while also lots of philosophical questions, while also it's just really cool seeing a couple of people with laser swords fight each other. You know, it's really cool. So it's just, it's so many layers of Star Wars. And I just, whenever I speak with you about it, I always learn something and take something away. And I really appreciate that, and your openness and honesty and reaching out to me. You know, we will have to do a second part of this because I feel like there's more stuff we need to go into that we just do not have time for. But we'll start to wrap up here because just before you go, I want to ask you something off air. But if we wrap up, if we each say our respective kind of plugs and stuff. So if you want to go first on the loose stuff that you've got going on and where people can find you, and I'll do the same, and then we'll finish this recording.
You guys can find me, Ike, and Ike's Flame Stuff on YouTube and anywhere you guys get podcast stuff. Go listen to us. Podcasts are also on YouTube. That's what it's on there, so go check us out. And then I've been pretty quiet on Instagram. I'm going to post every once in a while, but I've kind of stepped back from that just because life is crazy. And so you can check that out a little bit as well. Also, if you guys want, you guys can go check out just Ike's Flame. It's my Etsy shop. And so I have started to dive into doing some digital drawing and using some AI to draw and some kind of fun, crazy stuff. So I'm doing some Planetscape stuff. So I just got a couple things on there right now. I'm working on some more stuff, so go check that out as well. I just have fun. You just want to look at it. You don't have to buy anything. Just have to enjoy it, whatever it is. You can buy it if you want. But so just go check that out. Thanks for joining us today. And it's been a great conversation.
It's been so much fun. And you can find me at Genuine Chit Chat in the usual places. I, too, have been not posting as much on social media. I am weeks behind, partly for my own mental health. You know, I'm just like, social media posting is probably my least favorite thing on this planet. That makes it sound like I think it's worse than lots of other things. The worst thing about podcasting for me is social media. I don't mind editing or anything like that, but I just want to have great conversation with people, and I just want the world to find them themselves rather than me have to post about it. But I'm trying to get a bit better at it. I'm trying to catch up a little bit. But follow me on social media. Follow Ike, regardless of where you're listening to this. You know, check out the other one's podcast. There's going to be more conversations like this to come. And Ike and I have already discussed, you know, when more live action series come out, like things like The Acolyte and if there's going to be Ahsoka series 2 with Andor series 2, all these kind of things. I always do weekly discussion shows. I know Ike often releases quite a few episodes when they come out, and we will be doing a collaboration when those things come out as well. Mm-hmm. So follow both of us, both of our podcast feeds, and you'll catch us both. But thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Ike, for reaching out for this amazing conversation. I hugely appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. This has been a great conversation. And as you guys always hear me say, like, our Star Wars community is great. And this is just another reason it's great to have conversation like this.
100%. And audience, may the Force be with you. And that's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always, my friends. If you want to hear more of mine and Ike's conversations, including the conversation that sparked this whole Star Wars and spirituality collaboration, make sure you tune in to episode 174 of Genuine Chit Chat, and also I appeared on Ike's Flame in September 2022. And if you want to hear more Star Wars content from myself, I have interviewed several Star Wars authors, including George Mann, who did the intro for this episode. There's Kevin Scott, Claudia Gray, Kevin Shinnick. There's loads of individuals who have created Star Wars content that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, so please check out the playlists on YouTube or check out the back catalogue and things, you'll be able to find them. In addition to that, I do a monthly show called Clone Wars Conversations, where myself, Math, and Dave go through the 2008 series of The Clone Wars. We've done all of Season 1, we've done Part 1 of Season 2, which is the first 11 episodes. We've also recorded Part 2 of Season 2, which is episodes 12 to 22. So I've got that due for release in about 2 weeks' time, so make sure you tune into those episodes as well. And that was coming off of Star Wars Rebels Reviewed, which is where the three of us also tackled every episode of Star Wars Rebels. So if you want to hear all about that kind of stuff, get a better idea on some of the animated things, or just a refresher, please check out those episodes. In addition to that, I've done lots of guest spots recently, so I was on Mandatory Music and CD talking about Weezer with Tony, Dave and Max. I was also on the VHS Strikes Back talking about Trainspotting. I was also on the 20th Century Geek podcast talking about June 1984 and June Part 1 from 2021. I was also the host of the 1000th episode of Comics in Motion, which also marks the 6th year anniversary of the podcast itself. So links to all of these things are all in the description, Ike's shows, as well as all these collaborations I've been doing in guest spots and etc. It's just been really great fun, and I've been really, really busy popping up across loads of different podcast feeds. But what's coming up on this very feed? Well, next week will either be my conversation with Chris about Vegas, Chris of the VHS Strikes Back and Comics in Motion. So myself, Megan and Chris spoke about Vegas for about an hour, hour and a half, I believe. It's because myself and Megan are going to get married in Vegas in August. So we just had a really cool conversation about that because Chris has been there loads of times. In addition to that, I've got a conversation recorded with Paige. She is my cousin's wife and one half of Buddy Pet. And so we speak about dog behavior and things like that because she actually has qualifications in the matter and is far better versed at speaking about it than I am. We also have got Clone Wars Conversations I mentioned earlier, so that'll be releasing in the next, I think, 2 weeks or so. And I've got a few other things due for recording as well that I'm very excited to release out to yourselves. So lots of cool stuff and a new show, a secret new show that patrons are already aware of. And I may have mentioned it on one of the guest spots I've been doing. I can't fully remember, but keep an eye out on this feed because that will be premiering in March as well. But if you want instant access to that right now, including the video version, go over to patreon.com/genuinechitchat. For as little as £1 a month, you get immediate access to all bonus content I've ever released. Which I think at this point is over 4 years of bonus content every week. So there's like 200 episodes of Afterthoughts, there's some Star Wars Legends book reviews on there, there's a lot of TV and movie reviews, reviews of live performances, things like that, and also this new show that's coming out that's going to be premiered on Patreon 1 month early, and there's certain other Genuine Chit Chat episodes you also get early access to as well. So if you want to help the show out, if you want to help me save up for this new video camera that I've been talking about for a while, which I'm so close to being able to afford, and I'll have better video quality for conversations like this and all my other stuff, please consider going to patreon.com/genuinechitchat. But if you want to help the show out in a different way, please tell your friends about it, please share on social media, and please leave ratings and reviews. It really helps push the show out. It means it can go on front pages of certain podcast promoted things. It's really, really great if you can help do that. So on Apple Podcasts, you can leave reviews, but on Spotify, you don't even need to write anything. You just give it a star rating. It takes a few seconds. So if you're listening to it right now on Spotify, please do that for the show. It really helps me out. But friends, that's going to be enough from me. Follow me at Genuine Chit Chat on the usual social media places. I appreciate you all listening, and I'll be back with you next week on a non-Star Wars related conversation.
You have just experienced host, creator, everything elser of Genuine Chit Chat, and also the host and creator of Star Wars Comics and Canon, found on the Comics in Motion podcast, Mike Burton.